Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, going above and beyond podcasting for dummies. And now your host, Chuck Tomasi.
Hello and welcome to Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. I am Chuck Tomasi and I'm joined here by my very special friend, and I use special in the most endearing way.
air quotes.
Craig Stepp from our podcast Technorama and I almost said happy hour from the tower. Jeez, T. Good grief. Now you got me doing it.
Oh, boy. Let's take that one over, too.
The topic is Trek.
Yes.
And we are now co-workers at the same company. And about, what was it, 2012, Craig came up with this great idea to start a challenge for podcasters. Mm-hmm. I'll let you tell. What was the motivation? Well, first, let's tell them what the name is, and then we can tell them what the motivation was behind that.
Yeah. So it's Dog Days for Podcasting, and there's a couple of angles for that. Anyway, you know, at the end of the summer, they call it the Dog Days of Summer, and which is the kind of hot part of the, you know, the summer.
Nobody wants to do anything.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of don't want to do anything. So I took that. That was kind of somewhere in my head. I don't even know where I stored that. But, you know, years before we had NaNoWriMo and – there's other challenges where you do something for a month. NaNoWriMo is where you write for a month and produce a novel. Well, I don't know, I just kind of started thinking, I was like, you know what? I kind of miss the early days of podcasting where everybody was kind of doing journal podcasts.
Well, you know, and there were only about 30 podcasts, so everybody could listen to every podcast.
Yeah, and a lot of people were doing daily journal kind of things, or not you know, movies, not others. I mean, they were doing that stuff too, but I mean, it was more journal kind of day to day stuff, not very long. And I remember doing the or hearing, listening to them, and I thought it'd be fun if I could kind of get back into that old feeling of podcasting where people were just talking about their day or whatever, or just kind of a little bit of experimentation and put a spin on it by with a challenge to do one a day for 30 days. Well, of course, the 30 days kind of varies a little bit. But
sometimes it's 34 days. It's like February.
Yeah. So that's it. I kind of wanted to get that old podcast feeling where there's a community and we're all talking about our stuff. We're all listening to each other's podcasts, which anybody can listen to them, not just the closed group.
Mm-hmm.
And just have fun with it. And that's kind of where it came from.
And where can they find this contest? Or
we wrapping it up already?
no, but I would go to the next logical question. If I wanted to participate, first, when is it? You mentioned Dog Days of Summer, and that may not mean everything, you know, because Australia's summer is different than, say, a United States summer.
That's true. So the Dog Days of Summer usually is around August, that kind of time frame. And so we do this, the Dog Days of Podcasting, generally through the month of August. And I tried to coincide it the first year with everybody meeting up at DragonCon, because there was a lot of us that were participating in the Dog Days of Podcasting that were going to be at DragonCon. And it was kind of fun. Everybody sitting around, you know, the idea was, everybody would sit around the table at the end of the month, and we would all kind of go around the table and do our podcast. And we did that a few times. Last year kind of fell apart, but it didn't matter. We were all together, and that was the fun part. Not necessarily we were all podcasting at the same time or anything like that, but just the shared experience and everybody getting together. So there were a lot of us at DragonCon, and that's kind of where we lead up to. So we start off somewhere about the beginning of August and end with the beginning of DragonCon.
And I love how when you're recording your final show at DragonCon, you know, it is a con. There is happiness going on, shall we say?
Yeah.
And you'll often hear, I'll look over and I'll see Craig mumbling into his phone. And we'll, and you hear from the background, "Are you recording something, Craig?"
No! Right. So it's kind of free form, and it, especially at Dragon Con, it's, you know, that's the other challenge. And when we go there, we got to find a few minutes to record each show for those couple of days towards the end there.
Well, and that's the challenge for anybody. I mean, this past year, Dave Slusher had a trip to India.
Yeah.
And he sounded really down and out on a few of them due to jet lag, or when he was recording, or where he was recording, or how much sleep he had the night before.
Mm-hmm. Well, that all plays a factor, of course. There was a few times I was like, it was like 11 o'clock. I'm like, oh, okay, let's muster up enough energy to do this.
It's funny how many people do that. They're like, I went to bed. I was laying down and realized I didn't do my recording today.
Yeah, I know.
I've had a couple of those.
We've all been there. But anyway, that's why the challenge exists, because it is a little bit of a challenge. One, not just recording it every day, but making, you know, content each day. That's a little bit of the challenge too. What are you going to talk about? Right. A lot of people, and this is kind of neat. I don't think the first year many people had a theme.
No, I think that came out with Dave when he did this in 2013, I think it was.
Yeah, I think the next year, it started up with a theme. Dave Slusher came up with a theme.
Why My Life as a Nerd, or Growing Up as a Nerd, and he would talk about where, you know, comic books and movies and whatnot, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, so you take that and...
It helps.
A lot of us... it helps when you have a common thread, instead of just going, well, today for lunch I had, you know. So, yeah, having a common thread, it makes you kind of think about what you're going to do the next day, and it helps. So this year, for example, I pulled out old comics, and the majority of my comic book collection is from the mid-70s to the mid-80s, and especially the 70s. I don't know why I got so many 70s books. I guess my dad was really taking me to the comic book shop a lot, or the magazine shop. So I would pull out a bunch of old ones, and I would try and give a little backstory on what the story was about, not necessarily critique per se, but I would talk about what I liked aesthetically about the art and mention who wrote it. And I would post the cover art online along with the podcast. And I had several people tell me, you know, hey, I loved it when you did that. And I thought it was kind of fun. So it was a great way for me to revisit some of my old comics. So
we had one special episode where we had guest voices reading the comic acting it out.
Yes, I got a wild hair, and I thought, you know, I want to produce something, and I wanted to take a little time to do it. So I had Chuck and Clinton Alvord from the Comedy Forecast. Ding. I got them to help me out with some voices. So I just took pictures of the comic book and just said, here, read this. rather than writing a script out, you know, it was a challenge in itself, because then I went, oh, well, there's a couple other people that do speak here and there that we had to kind of make voices for. But it actually worked out. It was a lot of fun. And I embellished it with sound effects and everything and produced it. And it was actually turned out a lot of fun. It was a Star Trek comic from Gold Key. It was an old older one.
Well, I think each of us had like three or four parts, too. So it was rather interesting to try and make up voices. I think Clinton and I both did Spock at some point. I was like, wait, who was playing Spock? I don't know, but I'm not going to leave any gaps.
yeah. That was kind of funny. I had two Spocks going on. I should have probably alternated between the two. That would have been funny. And y'all would have been like, what? I thought I read that. No, he read that.
Spock A and Spock B.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing about at least my past experiences with podcasting, is we had produced several audio plays, you know, with our group Friends in Tech, which are no longer around anymore, except for the people are, but not the group.
Right.
I was dabbling in creative writing. So I was writing these scripts, and it was like holiday themed, and some of them Douglas E. Welch, and helped me, build out the script. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we produced it with sound effects. Everybody did voices that was in the group, and some people that were semi-related to the group, like their families and stuff, we would do all these voices. And I had so much fun editing those things. I probably spent a little too much time editing those things.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a lot of fun once you put it together and listen to it and to the finished product. I mean, that to me was also another part, because it was a community coming together and, hey, yeah, I'll do some voices. And, you know, next thing you know, you got a big production going on. So
how's the adoption been? I mean, go back to the Wayback Machine. And how many people were, say, in that first year, 2012?
Well, I think there was only... Let me see if I pull it up real quick. I'm trying to remember how many.
Yeah, I know you have stats on the later years.
All right, so I got
like seven shows or eight shows.
There were seven of us: Clinton Alvord, Bruce Barr, Justin Deal, Mark Kilfoyle, Kyle Nishioka, myself, and you.
And most of those people have still done it every year since then.
Yes, and this year, you know, fast forward to this year, and it's grown 26. Every year. We had like 27, maybe, I think. It was a lot. I mean, they're all here.
That presents a new challenge.
Yeah, see, that's where everything kind of flipped. It went from, okay, podcasting every day for 30 days is in itself a challenge. But then it became a challenge of, hey, how do I listen to all this stuff?
Right.
And some people, like myself, I didn't finish listening to everybody until like a week after or two. It was like about 2 weeks after the thing ended. I finally got through what I believe is most of them. We're right here on the website. We had 733 podcasts we created between all of us.
The episodes. Yeah.
Individual episodes, 733.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think about what an effort that would be if you just sat down in the studio and tried to do that on a weekly basis.
Well, we've been podcasting for 12 years, and we probably are around that. You know, that's 12 years.
Right.
Not a month. So this is well worth the time. And if you want to know the minutiae in the back end, I wrote an app that actually pulls all, like when you go and register for, you know, say, I'm going to participate.
Yeah.
There's a form, you go sign up, and I pull those in. And I start trying to think of a good fancy word. I start pulling in all your episodes from all the sites.
You effectively create a master feed, right?
I create a master feed, and I also keep everybody's links on there's links to everybody's personal blogs and you know, posts. So I'm not really taking anything, but except for just pulling it all. What's the word? What do you do in a library? Cultivate.
Export,
cultivate,
aggregate.
Aggregate. That's a good word. Okay, we'll take that. We aggravate. Aggravate.
Aggravate. we aggravate the feeds.
So I've got this web app, and it aggregates everybody's. Now I got it stuck in my head.
Just say happy hour from the tower.
Yeah, that's right. Happy hour from the tower. So I pull everybody's stuff in and make one big master feed. So if you want to listen to every one of them throughout that time frame, there they are. They're right there on the feed. And I do save them for each year. I think some of them are probably falling off, you know, and there's four or fours floating around in the past feeds, but I'll keep them just for posterity.
That's so fine. Anyway, and this starts beginning of August. So usually around there's a Facebook page. So a lot of people will hang out and have. It's funny because in the early days, people used to respond in the show. So if I heard something, say, on Craig's episode from Thursday, I would respond on Friday, assuming I could listen to it in 24 hours. And I would put some comment. It's like, hey, I was listening to Craig's show, and he was talking about blah, 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 and here's my thoughts on it. You could sort of have a built-in listener feedback loop. Only this year, I noticed there's been more of a trend to, and I think Nutty Nuchas is doing this mostly. She's sort of the instigator of this. She goes back and responds in the Facebook group. So it keeps that alive with, you know, Jason, right. You mentioned this on your show, Clinton, you know, sorry to hear about blah, blah, blah. And it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a Dog Days of Podcasting Facebook group, and you can find it just by searching for that on Facebook. And I was keeping a hosts only page, but I don't know if that's really needed, where everybody that's participating, it was just supposed to be chatter between us all, but I don't know if that's really needed. So there was that. And yeah, that was, so I will give Facebook credit for cultivating the community. You know, people will listen and be able to chime in. We opened that up. So the Facebook group. So anybody can really come in and say, hey, I liked your episode, or, you know, get in on the chat. And actually, thinking back on it, it probably promotes the thing anyway.
What sort of changes are you planning for the next year, for 2018?
Well, it's going to be a lot of the same, but I am trying to figure out, and if somebody has a great idea for this, please let me know, but I'm trying to figure out how to make a web, a player online, so you can get a good taste of, you know, randomly out of the feed rather than having to listen to it all.
Okay.
You know, trying to make it like a carousel kind of thing. Sure. Where maybe you pull it up and it randomly picks 10 episodes out of the, data. I don't know. That's something I was thinking of, but as far as the challenge, we'll banish themes. No, I wouldn't do that.
No.
No.
I'm still working on my 2018 theme.
Yeah. Well, in the vein of the way podcasting was originally, you know, there was a lot of experimentation, a lot of, hey, let's try this, let's throw that at the wall and see if it sticks. I'm willing to listen to anybody if you got an idea. You know, maybe we'll make it a little more interesting or put another slant on it. So if you want to, if you have an idea, go hit that Facebook group and make a post.
All righty. Now we can tell them where to find the link for everything.
Yes.
Want to participate next year or the year after?
If you want to listen, you want to participate, just cheer people on, search for Dog Days of Podcasting. The website's dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And the Facebook group is, of course, Dog Days of Podcasting. You'll find that pretty easy searching that on Facebook. Mm-hmm. There's a Twitter feed I was trying to update every once in a while as the thing was going on. So, yeah, just look for it. Just search for Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm sure you'll find the dog laying in the ice.
That's a great image.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm done.
Just
laying in this pile of ice on a driveway.
That's right. So yeah. I hope you participate. If we have more, I don't know how we're going to listen to it all if we have more, but hey, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, let that be our worst problem.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you very much, Craig.
Oh, thanks. Hey, thanks for you for participating and shining a light on this, because this is one of those things where they tell you, have a vision, work the vision.
Too loud.
You know, it says have a vision and work the vision and work towards your goal. And this is one of those things that I couldn't be prouder of.
Ideas become things. Alrighty. Yes. You can find us at our website at podcastingfordummies.com. Facebook, Podcasting for Dummies. Twitter and Instagram are both at PFD Authors. Leave us a voicemail. If you've got an idea or you want to participate in the Dog Days of Podcasting, 703-791-1701. And remember, Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike United States 3.0 license. Find out more at creativecommons.org. On behalf of T. Morris, I'm Chuck Tomasi. And remember, pod on.